Thank you. Greetings, friends. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1 and verse 2. God speaks again to Moses, and Moses in turn is to speak to the children of Israel. Verse 1 says, "And God spake all these words, saying." Verse 2, Exodus 20, "I am the Lord your God, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage." In the 16th chapter and verse 12, he said he was going to give them meat in the evening and bread in the morning, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. The Lord your God. That the Lord was, they would understand and know that God was their God. Now, in chapter 20, the Lord is saying, he's telling them that they are his now. Not only can they claim the Lord as their God, but the Lord now claims them as his people, and it is clearly here put out, put forth, as to why he is their God and their people. They are his people. He says, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." He redeemed them. He rescued them. He delivered them. He brought them away from Egypt and from hard bondage. Yes, now this is just progressively speaking of his great salvation provided for men and women and boys and girls today. God not only is our God, and we can make him our God by our faith in him, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and then that is not only one part of the marvelous, wonderful, stupendous truth that the Lord is our God, and we can say the Lord is my Savior, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yes, but the converse is true also, another magnificent truth, that we become the Lord. If we're bought with the price, the precious blood of Christ, then we belong to him, and we no longer belong to ourselves or anyone else. We belong to the Lord. And here is this marvelous truth made so clearly set forth in Exodus chapter 20. He says, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage." Yes, he redeemed them. He redeemed them with the blood of the Lamb. You remember that the Lamb was to be taken on the 10th day of the month and the 14th day of the month. It was to be slain, and its blood was to be caught in a basin, and the blood was to be put on the two side posts of the door and the lintel on the top over the door. And then God says, when a destroying angel, the angel of death, comes through at midnight, "I will pass over you, and the not suffer the destroying angel to enter in." God would be between the destroying angel and the door, and the door into the oldest in that particular family. He was redeeming them, buying them back from Satan and sin and evil and bondage, making them his. They became his people, his right, because he had purchased them, redeemed them, and he's delivered them. And now he's telling them this, "For I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee." He brought them out. Oh, they could never get out themselves. They could never be released from their bondage there. They were slaves for 150 years. There's no hope of them getting out by themselves. They had no accoutrements of war. They had no way to take themselves out by force. They couldn't flee and get away. Only the Lord could deliver them. And he says, "I am the Lord thy God, which have delivered thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You're mine now. So here they not only are learning and have learned the wonderful truth that the Lord is their God, but they're also learning now that the Lord, that they are the people of the Lord, that they belong to the Lord, because He has redeemed them out of the land of bondage and hard labor. So, that the two wonderful truths that we can claim the Lord is our Lord, the Lord your God, and now He says, you're my people. I've bought you. I've brought you out. I've brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. And this is true, of course. And He is going to give them now the commandments that we know of as the Ten Commandments, and all the other commands and the precepts and the rules for their human conduct and their relationship to God. Relationship to God and relationship to one another and a relationship to the other nations of the world. Oh, yeah. God's not going to let them to flounder and make up rules and governments for themselves, but God is giving them the Ten Commandments, all the ceremonial laws, the relationship that they owe to God, and the relationship they owe to each other, and the relationship that they owe to the world that's all around about them. And now, my friends, this is just a great and a magnificent picture of God's salvation for the sinner today. The Lord Jesus came into the world, into this world, and Egypt, and that in the case of the 20th chapter of Exodus and in the Old Testament, Egypt is sometimes a very great picture of this world that has forgotten God and that's against God. Yes, and that's where we were. We were in the world. We were sinners, sinners of the Gentiles, even as others. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Were we in bondage? Oh, no, we were born free. Were we? We were born free governmental-wise, perhaps, to a great extent, and yet are not entirely free by any means. We can't just do as we please. We're not free in that to that extent. But, oh, no, friend, but we were in bondage to sin and Satan. The Israelite was in bondage to the Egyptians, and there they served with rigor, with hard labor. And then they didn't succeed, and they felt the taskmaster's lash upon their backs. Yes, it was cruel. Satan's the god of this world. We don't believe it, but God says He is. He's the god of this world. He causes people to do many of the evil things that they do. He enables them to. He puts it into their minds, and they carry it out. They carry out what Satan wants them to do, and that's why they do such dastardly things in the world today. They're in bondage. They're enslaved by Satan. They don't believe it. But God says so. We're in bondage to Satan. Just as much, and more maybe, than what Israel was in bondage in the land of Egypt as slaves. But they're a type, they're a picture of every sinner in the world today. In a land that's foreign to God and strange to God, estranged from God, they're in bondage, bondage to sin. Sin grows like a habit, and it grows and grows and fastens its tentacles upon us so much so that we are not able to rid ourselves of them. We're in the house of bondage. We're serving, and yet we're not serving God. We're working difficult things. We're working with hard bondage, but we're only serving Satan. And as the old hymn writer put it, I was serving Satan well and would soon have been in hell. Yes. Serving Satan well. We rebelled against the Savior. This is the history of each of us. But oh, how wonderful to be redeemed. The Lord Jesus shed His precious blood to redeem us. And Peter, who saw Him suffering on the cross, said, we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. We're redeemed by precious blood. Back to Him. Bought back to God. Bought back out of sin and thraldom and out of the power of Satan. and out of the bondage of sin and suffering and sorrow. Oh, my friends, it's great to be delivered by the power of God, kept in this world from the power of sin and Satan, delivered. You're mine now, he said. You've trusted me. We've accepted him as our Savior. Then we belong to him. I am his and he is mine forever and forever, the hymn writer rightfully wrote. I am his and he is mine forever and forever. Yes, friends, we owe ourselves to the Lord Jesus, for he died for us. He gave himself for us. He could give no more. No more was necessary, but he gave himself that we might be his for time and eternity. Are you his? Have you trusted him for yourself? Have you made him your Savior by an act of faith on your part? Happy are ye. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. So, our Father, we thank thee again for the gospel message in the Word of God. We thank thee for the Savior who came to be our Savior and took our sins in his own body on the tree. We thank thee he now lives in glory for us. He's able to deliver us from our sins and their penalty, and is able to make us the children of God. For we thank thee that it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Pray for our president, our country, men and women everywhere, the nations of earth, and that the gospel may be spread from shore to shore in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.